Thank you very much, Mark, for that. And I'm wondering if then with the website, if people like Mark can go to the website and can call the number and share the ideas that they have, and even if they exist already, can be expanded upon, because I believe that it is a matter of contribution and people wanting to contribute. Talking about contribution, I want to read some of the messages here and give you all an opportunity to respond. So there is a question here, is are there any PSAs planned to spread the necessary messages to ensure that Barbadians are on their P's and Q's during we gathering? Well, it's not like Barbadians are children, but go ahead.
Well, in terms of PSAs, and let me just use the example of Gather at the Bay. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome experience, and there were thousands of Barbadians mm-hmm. gathered on the 1st of January. Nobody had to tell Barbadians how to behave mm-hmm. on that day. Their behavior was exceptional, and I think Barbadians know how to behave.
I believe so.
Especially when we go out. Mm-hmm. I believe that our Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, our national broadcaster, is a partner with us, the Government Information Service. So public service announcements will be made around the key areas of our programming, just to sensitize Barbadians in terms of the key activities that will be undertaken, the key projects that are being undertaken. One of the things that we're going to be looking at very seriously is in terms of cleanup and beautification, and there are going to be a number of messages around that, because ultimately our Sanitation Service Authority takes the lead with regard to that, but every Barbadian has to play his or her part. If we each clean up around our own little space, it contributes to the cleanup of the whole.
If each of us refuse to litter, then we won't have a lot of the cleaning to do in the first place.
Exactly.
I want to talk about this leaflet that I've been handed with the St. Lucie celebrations. Now, I think it is fortuitous for St. Lucie, but may not be for the rest of Barbados. We start with St. Lucie, yes, because St. Lucie is not only top of the parish. They're usually on the top of the game when it comes to these community type events. They had to work along St. Lucie, the Community Independence Parish and Ambassador Times, and I know how they get down. Mm-hmm. Are there any plans in place to actually, like, as you said, be replicated, but just focusing on the other parishes? Are there any plans in place to work along with the other parishes to ensure that we continue the high standard of activities? Because I know as you go through the rural corridors of Barbados, it's very different when you get down into the urban. Mm-hmm. Because I find that the rural corridors usually have people who would have lived in the area for a period of time. The rest are transient, so they don't feel the connection to the parish like the rural. That's been my experience with parish and ambassadors. So is there anything in place to ensure that each of the parishes actually keep the hype and the buzz that you're looking for throughout the year?
Of course, and we've built out, I think, a fairly good ecosystem to manage this process as mm-hmm. we go through the year. Mm-hmm. St. Lucie's up first, and they've batted exceptionally well, and they've really set a high standard. We're going to go into debriefing tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we will share in terms of the experiences, what were the high points, what are the things that we really need to improve on. We've heard the feedback from the public and other stakeholders. But St. Peter and St. Thomas, who are up next, basically will be a part of that process. So they too can go through the learning curve. Mm-hmm. They would have learned from St. Lucie. They mm-hmm. would have mm-hmm. seen what works well and what they need to put in place going forward. And of course, St. Peter will have its unique features because it's not St. Lucie. Mm-hmm. And St. Thomas will also have its St. Lucie unique features. But there are certain basic tenets and principles and frameworks that we need to have in place to take forward to ensure success across the board, and St. Lucie will share with that with them. We meet very regularly in terms of the chair of the parish organizing committees, and one thing that was established from up front is that even though St. Lucie's up first, each parish is working to, so all the other parishes will work to support the parish that is being showcased during the month. Yeah. So you will notice that at River Bay, buses came in from St. John and other places as the parishes mobilize their persons to support. And that we will keep throughout the year as we move to support one another through this process.
Okay. We take another call. Brass Tack Sunday. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon to you and your guests. I hear a lot about this regathering and how successful St. Lucie. I know Barbadians behave themselves. But what the lady did not say that Barbados be able to sell because of the presence of the Royal Barbados Police Force and the soldiers that was there, like Edward going to fight war. Now, if according to her, Barbados are well behaved, there was no need then to have all of these soldiers and all these policemen up there. So therefore, I am telling her that due to the presence of the Royal Barbados Police Force and the Defense Force, like if we were going to war, that's why Barbados be able
to sell. It was like war, sir?
When you go someplace and you see soldiers with weapons, it's like they're going to prepare for war.
Excuse me. I really, really take exception to that. Barbadians are not hooligans. Barbadians are people who know how to conduct themselves. Including, you know, one of the things that Barbados is admired for across the region, that even when we have something as contentious as an election, peace and order is found in this country. And the day after, Barbadians go about their business with dignity. Our people kept order because order is inside of them. Doesn't mean we don't have one or two people in any community that will want to disobey or do something wrong, but the bulk of Barbadians are well behaved.
I think if you may add as well, Minister, whenever there is a mass activity going across the island, there is a machinery that is put in place to support it. And that machinery for us is the National Organizing Committee that is made up of the Royal Barbados Police Force or Barbados Defense Force or District A Disaster Emergency Management Services. And this is to ensure that everything runs smoothly and that there is order and that we are safe. And that's what happened. And from my observation on the 1st in January, the Barbados Royal Barbados Police Force and the Defense Force were very much present to make sure that we're safe, but they were very much in the background. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that patrons coming in would have seen, you know, the army. Right.
But that's the picture the caller put in. I wasn't there. It was a war zone.
I can tell you.
I think he's still there, though.
Yeah.
He would have to.
Yeah, but I can tell you that if that were the case, then I myself would have taken offense. But I was able to walk freely around and I was there. Yeah. And I was walking. I was walking from the car park right back to the stage. And to be honest,
the caller just put down he was coming back. But if he could call back, because I want to find out if he was there, probably he got Zach and Arthur high information.
I think so.
Because I don't want you to go, because people around the world are listening. And everyone wanted to go out. I just want to get to some of these messages too before we get to the latest. These are some questions we need to ask. They said there's a number 2-535-7532 and info@wegatheringbarbados.com. They said there are no numbers per parish, as was claimed, but they're not responding to the emails. This is what one of the WhatsApps is saying. Is this someone manning the number and also the email here right now?
Within our project implementation unit, there is someone who is manning the number as well as the email, and we have been very responsive in terms of getting back to persons. Mm-hmm. We have a policy that within 24 hours we respond to emails, and so calls are responded to immediately. With regard to the parish organizing committees, there is a list of the chairpersons and their contact information, including their emails, on our website as well, that persons can access. But technology is technology. And if persons are having challenges, our number works very readily, 535-7532. And once persons calling, we can direct them to where they need to get support.
I don't know some people will get challenges, but I know people. As I said, for certain agendas and purposes, people will come and they will claim whatever, but it gives you all the opportunity to explain and to point people in the correct direction. So I am not fazed one bit. This one says, I'm a proud Barbadian living in Canada, and I'm so disgusted with Barbadians living abroad who are saying they're not going home because Barbados have nothing to offer. We will continue to have nothing with this mentality. Barbadians need to wake up and realize Barbados can only go forward when we all contribute. I am Bajan no matter where I roam, says that writer.
Well, I'm happy, very happy to say, when we had the opportunity to go up to Kewin community in London and so on, wherever I engaged Barbadians or diaspora, they want to help. Mm-hmm. What they're furious about is if we don't have a system set up mm-hmm. to allow them to help. They want to help. Mm-hmm. The returning nationals who have come back over the last 5-10 years, they want to help. They're just saying, point me in the right direction. Who do I connect to? And it is in response to that mm-hmm. that regathering and the whole diaspora management now is going to become key, because we have to take that energy now and allow it to really help Barbados. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has been tasked by Prime Minister to create a diaspora response system mm-hmm. that will be able to respond, and we will be working on making that happen. It's not quite in place as yet, but it's to let people know we will be connecting with you and helping you to get in place. One part that is already up, Ministry of Labour has responsibility when people want to be able to make contributions, they want to do certain things, they can register at the Ministry of Labour. So we're getting there. But for me, the majority of Barbadians are not saying, mm-hmm. I'm having nothing more to do with my country. They're all saying, we want to help. Give me the chance to help.
And even when we do hear that, it's important to engage with those persons to find yes. out where they're coming from, to see what changes we can make to convince, even of if course. Not them, others that may be of like mind. This one says, hi, good morning, Mr. Lane and guest. Season's greetings. Vision 2020 coincides with a momentous year for nurses, deemed by World Health Organization Year of Nurse and Midwife. And the Barbados Nurses Association has joined with global partners to highlight, profile the status of nursing, urging government to see nursing as an investment and not a cost. We intend to coordinate our efforts, Nursing No campaign, with Regathering to get nurses in the diaspora, particularly UK, Canada, US, to make contributions to the healthcare in Barbados. Saying Jonah Waterman, President. So there you have it. This one says, hi, good afternoon. I'm glad we have the sewage off the streets, but I passed by the South Coast St. Lawrence Gap last night and the smell of sewage still permeates the air. Also, Mount Stinkeroo smells bad. Hope this problem can be rectified before Regathering, because the tropical island should smell like flowers.
I'm so sorry that they would have had that particular experience, but what they would have thing in St. Lawrence is not likely to be sewage, not coming from the previous problem we have. It might just be somebody's grease trap or something that would be smelling. The only other thing that gives us a problem in Barbados from time to time is the sargassum seaweed, which, you know, tends to smell pretty bad, but it would not be sewage. Definitely not
sewage. I have a good one here for y'all. This trickled past my mind when you talked about the $100 for the family, and here it is coming up. The two things that came in my mind, this person is raising one. Hi, this thing about the $100 given to a person in their local currency, is this really the best way to go? You can talk about 100 Canadian, 100 English pounds, but what about a person from Guyana or even Jamaica? 100 Guyanese? Really? Talk to me, people. Talk to me.
that is an extremely good comment that the yes. person has raised, and one that we will take on board.
Yes.
But they were trying to standardize mm-hmm. the gift. I also want to mention, it's not only $100 for getting 5 people to come, but if you register 10 people on the Regathering at foreign.gov, you will be eligible for prize drawings. So we've got staycations, we've got airline tickets for 2, we have lunches, we have tickets to events, and so on. And all of this is to encourage Barbadians. So I'm hoping that those of you who are out there listening, preparing your Sunday lunch, I would like you, when lunch is finished, you start and make your little list of all the people you know, the people you went to school with, your family and friends, wherever they are, start and jot down, and that contact email. Go on the Foreign Affairs website, go to competition, plug in that information so that that letter can go straight off to them, inviting the diaspora to register with us. This is how we're going to build Barbados out. I'm hoping that later in the program, I'll be able to talk about the economic outcomes that we are looking for coming out of WeGathering, because this is not a one-year fete. This is a serious initiative to give a jolt to the Barbados economy and to get us to move on to the global stage.
I'm glad you raised that, because before we were joined by Sama and Danny, we talked about the cost. And I can see criticism coming about, you know, you want to pay people to come home. What money would I make? When I lose all the money and paying people to come home? And I think one of the things that impressed me about this is that, as the guy said, during the 50th, the last administration was pilloried for the $6-7 million. What Barbadians, some have been asking, is about the costs to date of the WeGathering exercise. And that is something I would like to turn our attention to now.
Well, if we're looking at the costing, because we are now going through the government's budgetary exercise. Mm-hmm. As I was driving here, I heard Minister mm-hmm. Husbands very clearly indicate that all of the ministries across government are being asked to put funding within their budgets to be able to finance aspects of WeGathering that they are responsible for, including the Prime Minister's office. We are now going through our round of budgeting. We're having discussions, so each ministry is presenting its budgets. We're going to be very soon going into the final phase of that, and then it will go to Parliament where there's discussion, and the budget will be shared with the government of Barbados in terms of what the final plan is with regard to funding WeGathering 2020. So I'm encouraging Barbadians to look out for that then, because they will get a very full picture from government standpoint in terms of what activities will be undertaken and how they will be financed by the government of Barbados.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all gathered here in the studio. We're gathering. We have Minister Husbands. We have Coordinator Salma Husbands. We have
Danny
Bam from the St. Louis. I see y'all winking, so it's from y'all. We have the Mayor of St. Lucie from the Planning Committee, Danny Bam. And this is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful Permaclad U-Panel and R-Panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joints from ridge to eave. Colorclad sheets come with a factory-painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas 425-2000 or Lowlands Christ Church 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
And we're back with Brass Tax Sunday. We're talking WeGathering, and we want you to give us a call. What are you doing for WeGathering? What are your family doing? Family reunions? Talk to us here on Brass Tax Sunday. You give us a call at 434-1790. Send a WhatsApp to 266-4862. Brass Tax Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Corey.
Yes, please.
Yes, Glenn Murray again. Sorry to have to intrude again, but...
Not an intrusion, sir. Not an intrusion.
You know, the point I want to make is that I know in planning these things, some important but not ready, immediate, visible things can slip you. I tried to make the point that the National Insurance Building, not the National Insurance Building, the fire service are due for demolition. By the end of the year, they might not exist. I'm saying that those should be recorded as they are now. The history should be written about it. The demolition probably can be recorded. GIS and CBC and all the others should make that a feature of what it used to be. It did not always used to be like that. And if they're going to go, I think there should be some permanent record of what they used to be so that future generations know what would have existed at that point.
I want to just let Glenn know, sorry, I don't like doing this, but I have to let him know that this morning on my way to work, I saw a photographer, a videographer to be more precise, who worked, and as far as I'm aware, still works with the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, standing on the corner of Fairchild Street by the traffic lights, videoing the entire area. And I said to him, you need to take it from all angles. We had a conversation. So I wish to assure Glenn that there is going to be, as far as I can see from evidence gathered this morning, a record of what that corner looks like. In addition, there are several photographs of old Barbados, black and white photographs of old Barbados, taken from the old bus stand. I have copies of them, and I know they exist, with the National Insurance Building in the background, in black and white, and they also color photographs of it. But I did see a videographer from the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation standing on that corner this morning, taking evidence of what that corner looks like. Also on the line, I want to tell you, I have another moderator. We seem to have lots of moderators on this morning.
Who wanted we gather to there.
We gather in the moderator's seat. Who wanted to ask a question. I was trying to take the information from him while trying to listen to you in conversation with Glenn as well. I wasn't able to do so. So although he said he did not want to go on air, I'm going to do this to him and put him on so he could ask the question. And I won't get harassed for too much producer intervention. So you're on the air, caller.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Minister and other officials.
Good morning.
And others.
Good morning.
What I'm curious about, this is Sanka Price, by the way. Over the decades dealing in journalism, when you speak to returning nationals, one of the things that they always complain about is that professionals here tend not to be very receptive to new ideas or new thinking. And while the regathering is a fantastic idea and I'm really supportive of it, I'm wondering here, in terms of the exchange of ideas, how receptive professionals will be to hearing from people from Barbadians returning on a number of issues. What are we doing to prepare professionals here to receive this knowledge?
You've raised a very important point that we discussed when we had a meeting with the returning nationals in sharing with them about regathering. The resistance and sometimes resentment by some Barbadians because, well, let me just share a little bit of my understanding of what happens there. One of the things about us as Barbadians tend to live in their emotions. And when we feel we are being criticized, we feel hurt. So we tend to push back when people say, but you could try a different way, or you could do it this other way. What we hear is, you're doing it wrong. And what we fight up with, you can't tell me I'm doing it wrong, because that is how I was trained. That is just your way. We don't have to do it your way. And so the egos begin to push against each other. One of the things that we have discussed in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs around the issue of the diaspora, because we recognize that this was a problem. It is not quite up yet, but we're working on it. A happy to help database. Where if you have ideas about how Barbados could do certain things better, you can put that information in. You can also leave your contact information, which will allow you, if someone wanted to contact you, to get more information as to how to do it and so on and so forth, that they can engage. But we recognize this as a problem, and this is one of the plans we have for being able to create a buffer between the person who has this information and is longing for Barbados to use it and the person who feels that they're hearing you're doing it wrong and y'all don't know how to do things right and that sort of thing. So by creating that buffer, we're hoping that there'll be more receptivity to the idea rather than struggling and resisting with, you can't tell me I'm doing it wrong. So I really appreciate that, but it is one of the psychological challenges that we have to overcome. And I'm hoping that regathering and taking in of new ideas and implementing new ideas will help soften some Barbadian attitudes to people bringing new ways of doing things, because it's the only way Barbados is going to become world class if we're able to absorb ideas and information, adjust it. And let me say this, but one of the reasons why the Barbados brand was developed was because Barbados was always good at taking an idea and adjusting it for local purpose and making it work really, really, really well. And that's why Barbados was held up internationally by a lot of agencies for its capacity to implement certain things, because they could take an idea and make an adjustment. I'm hoping that throughout our civil service, throughout our private sector, that we would do the same thing. Take the ideas that the diaspora bring, make the little adjustments to suit the local situation, and then turn it into good benefits for Barbadians.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, as we head towards the latest, I just want to read this quick WhatsApp speaks about the whole idea of the expat, because I do agree, no regathering is going to change that mentality overnight. That is something that has existed for some time. You come back here, you know everything, you want to tell you how to do it, kind of thing. But this one says, hi, I'm an expat from the UK, living in Barbados since March 2018 with my husband. We reside in St. Philip. Last year, we met with Minister of Sports and Culture, John King, to discuss starting a football venture with young people who are looking for some form of activity. My husband has been a football coach for a number of years in London, Manchester. To cut a long story short, it hasn't taken off, and we've been unable to get the assistance that was promised after various meetings. With regard to family and friends coming to Barbados, we have plenty of them. What is the purpose of Vision 2020, and what exactly does the BLP government want from us? To end, keep Barbados clean as I write. The development where we live right now has overwhelming rubbish. It's a disgusting sight. Now, I want to underscore the main question from there, and that is, what do we want from them? And you spelled that out throughout the program, but we want to use the opportunity when we come back from the latest to underscore it a bit more. Well, this is Brassat Sunday. We're talking We Gathering with Minister Husbands, Coordinator Selma, and Farmer St. Lucie Danny, Producer Dennis Johnson. I'm your moderator, Corey Lee, and we return after the latest. Happy New Year once again. You're listening to Brass Tax Sunday with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated for this, the 5th day of January 2020. And today we're talking We Gathering. We have Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sandra Husbands. We have Selma Husbands, she coordinator of the We Gathering, and from the St. Lucie Planning Committee, Mr. Danny Babb. I'm your host and moderator, Corey Lane, backed by producer Dennis Johnson. Now, I have a number of questions coming off the WhatsApp. I'm going to try to get in at least half of them, and then try to get in the other half before 1:15 when we finish, just in about a half hour's time, which will go in the blink of an eye. First question goes to Danny Babb. Danny Babb, I am from St. Lucie, and I want to know where I can get my shirts from. And that's a question. That's the third St. Lucie shirt question that has come up since we've started. So please, where can the people get the shirts?
You can contact me at 266-2530. And I will be sure to get you a shirt. They're very limited. Let me just add that. So everybody can get one. Please. And don't call me now because I'm on brass. That's no.
Give us the number again.
2530. Outside of that, there's actually someone who is doing customized shirts in St. Lucie. His name is Pedro Cumberbatch. And I can give you his number too, that you can give him a call, because he has some customized shirts that he's doing. They look really lovely. And his number, if you really want to get one of those shirts, I'm just getting that number for you.
While you get the number, this is the same thing that Selma and Sandra and Minister spoke about in terms of generating business around regathering. Yeah. So somebody selling some shirts.
That's important. We've been putting the call out to entrepreneurs to where they see there's demand right now. Mm-hmm. People want shirts, they want caps, they want bags, they want memorabilia. Mm-hmm. What, your imagination is the limit. Just come up with stuff that you can take to market.
It's using the logo.
It's free to use. They just email us. There's some administrative stuff that we go through. We just want you to fill out a form, and we will provide the logo for you along with the guidelines. Now, Danny has T-shirts for St. Lucie, but the Project Implementation Unit also has T-shirts, and they can be bought from our office, the Prime Minister's office, on the Weymouth Corporate Center. So once you want a regular T-shirt and some St. Lucie T-shirts as well, and we're also going to be having on sale T-shirts for the other parishes as well, but they can be bought from our corporate center.
All right, and another question here is that we started with a church service in St. Lucie. Will the other parishes start with a church service?
Yes, they will. Each faith is the theme for St. Lucie, but it's a common thread throughout the year for Regathering 2020, and we're celebrating all types of faith, not just the Christian faith. So there are going to be a number of different types of services in the parishes across the year.
Okay, we have a number of WhatsApps here indicating from persons who were in River Bay, and they said that the police presence was minimal. So, okay, we got some confirmation of that, some additional confirmation of that. This one says, Corey, we need to disseminate the information regarding the Foreign Affairs website registration via GIS on WhatsApp, etc. WhatsApp is very effective regarding such. Young people prefer this mode of transportation. Weekly WhatsApp should be sent, regathering promotion. And we can even WhatsApp family directly. It saves time. So that's just a suggestion coming off of
great.
The
you take it on board.
Good. Excellent. WhatsApp. And it's free. FRWE. Good. Happy New Year and happy Regathering 2020 to every Barbadian at home and living abroad. Corey, I personally think it's an excellent endeavor to finally encapsulate to the world what it means to be Bargerific. My question to the minister is, how can one contribute creative ideas to this movement to ensure it gathers enough momentum as the year progresses? I think you spoke to that in terms of the registering and so on, but anything else, somebody, this spots people want to, how do we get our creative ideas out?
Yes.
Minister Daz is ready.
Good. Now, one of the things that we recognize is that our diaspora is a powerful asset, but we have to harness it. So when you register on the Foreign Affairs website for the competition and put in the areas that you want to serve in, the ideas that you have, the opportunities that you represent, and let me just share what are some of the things the diaspora can do. You have people, for example, who have developed a skill set that is world class. You can easily, as I shared earlier, use video conferencing to share some of that information with people here. Or when you come on holiday, you might want to come and do a lecture or present information or prepare something that it could be used by the other professionals here. You might be in a company, for example, that has a large public relations budget. And part of what they want to do is to do some giving back. They want to do scholarships. They want to do a cleanup program somewhere. If you have a Barbadian in position and they could say, well, why don't we do it in a foreign country? And they're able to put up Barbados. That's another way in which they can help. The other thing that they can do is the opportunities for business are one of the things that is a big thing for the diaspora, especially the first generation. How can they get a hold of Barbadian foods, the things that they love? All of us know that when we travel overseas, you got to walk with the Eclipse biscuits, you got to walk with the cheese, the red juicy, you got to walk with the flying fish, you know, all kinds of things. What Barbados now needs to do, we now have to formalize a way to get those products to our diaspora. There are a few people who have started using it in supermarkets and corner stores. But the thing is, it is not sufficient. They're sold out in no time. What is really needed is an assessment of the demand and then put in place a fulfillment process that then allows our domestic products to get out to those places right away. I'm meeting with a couple this evening. They're from Germany. they want to represent Barbadian products in Germany. And they're trying to find a way to effectively set up a relationship with local producers to make that happen. So those are some of the things that people can do. Also, you have situations where there are opportunities for showcasing Barbados. So we would want to encourage, if you suppose you were at a big company and you decided, you know something, I'm going to have a lunchtime demo and I'm going to demo some Barbadian products or some Barbadian music or whatever, to take the opportunities in the company or organization, whatever activities they're having, you can showcase Barbados within that space. So those are some of the things that they can do. And then there's also the investment. Some want to invest money and some want to contribute money via crowdfunding to help build up certain things in Barbados.
Let me tag on to that showcase, because we have Sluggy here. He has a group of talented young people. I think it's Youth in the Spotlight. And he's asking, I hope that I will be allowed to showcase my young people as part of the Gathering 2020, and people like me be allowed to showcase these awesome young people who've turned their lives around and now doing incredible things. And talk about talent. What does the Sluggy do from here? Does he contact the secretariat? He wants to know how he's get. So it's an open door policy, basically, where you can add your ideas to the calendar, where you can. So yeah. Sluggy, get in contact with the secretariat. The number is
535-7532. Right. It's very much an open door policy, and we are encouraging persons within communities to come up with their ideas, come up with their events, share them with us. And where it is that they want to do something relating to a specific parish, we then connect you with the parish organizing committee so that they can synergize efforts to make sure that the calendar isn't conflicting in terms of activity. So we will facilitate that. But in terms of ideas, though, if we get back to that, we did mention before that in each parish every month there's going to be an ideas forum. And if persons in the diaspora have ideas that they want to share, please just email it to us at the secretariat and we will make sure that those ideas are shared. We have missions overseas. Send information to your missions as well. And that information will be communicated to us, because a huge part of 2020 is to be able to come up with crafting that collective vision of where we go as a country. And collective means that everybody needs to be part of the process. Correct. Your thoughts, your ideas, your opinions count. And you can do it either by face-to-face coming to the meetings, but we can also do it through electronic media. So send us something on Facebook. We have our Instagram. We have our website. Call into the secretariat. But we can compile that information and make sure it becomes part of the pool of that collective wisdom that we tap into.
I remember we had the launch of the gathering in Parliament. I saw on the big screen, they had the embassies sending the little shout-outs. And what I like about that, you say contact embassies. When people travel, they overseas, they see a lot of different things, a lot of ideas that may be able to work. And I think that they will have some outside-of-the-box type of ideas. It's just for us to be receptive, as we spoke about, in terms of ideas coming from elsewhere, but understand they're really coming from Barbados, because Barbados is wherever the Barbadian is. And I just want to remind people of that. I tried again on about two or three more, and then we go back to the lines. This one says, I love the idea of We Gathering. However, I was looking at hotel rooms, example, and they give some names, and the prices are ridiculous, twice what they usually advertise during the summer. What is the priority to encourage expats to come home and possible investment opportunities, or to make a quick buck? Barbados mentality needs to change. And can you tell us about any partnerships you have in relation to even the airlines and some hotels? Because people are going to need somewhere to stay. A lot of people can stay with family, but some people are going to need some hotel rooms.
Well, we have a very strong partnership with the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, as well as the Intimate Hotel Group of Barbados. And they have committed to providing accommodation at discounted rates for 2020. Again, if you go to our website, www.regatheringbarbados.com, you will see the list of participating hotels. Mm. There are about 20 of them, and they're offering discounts of up to 20%.
Do you hear that?
Yes. The Ministry of Tourism and International Transport is also working on airlift and airfares. JetBlue has committed to be one of the carriers coming out of the U.S. So they have been working really hard in ensuring that we have decent rates bringing persons into Barbados. So again, you can look out on our website for updates with regard to that.
That's from a 613 area code. So I hope you're listening and everybody else is listening can get involved in that. This one says, what are we doing to improve the unsightly condition of the Westbury Cemetery for we gathering? This is an area now becoming a visitor site with the Rihanna Drive. We can earn some money from Rihanna Drive site by having some kind of fee to travel on this road or similar type of idea in order to raise money and maintain this site. And by extension, the cemetery can be included. Because I'm sure Rihanna, as an entertainment ambassador, somehow she fits into we gathering somehow, I hope.
Yes, she will be featuring prominently in regathering, but we'll keep that under wraps right now. Ooh. You'll hear more of that.
First sleep here on Brass that Sunday, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, let me get over to the telephone. Is it building? Yes. I want to give people the opportunity, but I want to come back to some of these WhatsApps. But in the meantime, Brass that Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Moderator.
Hi, good afternoon. And happy New Year.
Season and Happy New Year to your panelists.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Success in whatever they endeavor, they put their hands to so that it will make Barbados a better place. Now, I have a friend who is part of a travel advisory for Barbados. He's now starting up this thing in Canada. And he's been asking me some questions that I don't know if I'm capable of answering. So I'm going to transfer them to the panelists, and if they can't answer them, then they don't have to answer them. Number one, what is the present situation with the coconut shells on our highway? This is the second government we had in office. And we had ministries of health and ministers of health, inspectors, and yet still we don't seem to be able to bring that problem under control. Why are any signs posted? That's number one. Number two, what is the problem with the present national insurance building that is so elegant and of such unique architecture that there is this hurry to pull it down? Number three, why aren't we doing anything about the speeding on our highways and the improvement of signage? It is hard. This gentleman sent down people down here the other day and they had a hard car. And in one day they had three accidents. Fortunately, none were serious. All three came because people were speeding. They couldn't find places, they used the wrong side of the road, and we think that our signage needs to be improved. Now, these are observations that I have to get back to the source, because I believe they are all important to assist us in presenting a better product. Ms. Husband's always talking about product, and that is important. We have to present product, and like any other product, it has to be of quality, and it has to be of value, and people have to be able to appreciate it.
You questioned, you had three areas, coconut shells, the NIS building, speeding, and signage. On the coconut shells, that pretty much falls into the area that we are appealing to Barbadians about. If you remember Prime Minister when she was sharing down at River Bay, she spoke about this, that all of us must do our part in keeping Barbados clean. And entrepreneurs in particular must understand that they have a corporate responsibility. Now, I want to say this. This is a general maxim of life. If you do not govern yourself, somebody will govern you. They will bring a law. But if you manage your affairs in a responsible manner, nobody then has to go and generate a law to make you do what you ought to do. We ought to keep Barbados clean. And I know the Ministry of Environment and the Prime Minister have been looking at ways in which we can encourage and help Barbadians to be more responsible. Because with the best will in the world, The Sanitation Services Authority cannot run behind every piece of paper we drop. They are there to empty the cans, not to run behind us to pick up everything that we've allowed to blow here, there, and everywhere. So please, I'm asking everyone, regular Barbadian citizens and Barbadian businesses, you need to be responsible in the disposal of waste that comes from your activity. Now, the National Insurance Building is a building that cannot really be used much longer. And there isn't much that you can do in renovation or retrofitting to correct the structural problems that it has had. So we have to take it down. But then Prime Minister was looking at the fact that the fire station next door, the Golden Square at the back, how can we turn that whole area into an area where we're highlighting a monument that exemplifies part of our history, so that Barbadians begin to relate to Golden Square, and how can we make the area more accessible? The renovations that will be going on through Bay Street all the way down into Bridgetown is to really rationalize everything that we are doing, and what we're trying to do is to relocate things into better positions so that certain facilities that now command beachfront presence, that don't need to have beachfront presence, can be removed, and those beachfront properties now can create better tourism investments. So we're doing a lot of things, and taking down the NIS has to do with the fact that the building is not structurally good, and that we would need to take it down and then redevelop that entire area. Now, speeding and signage, we're going to be keeping the policemen busy, but again, it's about responsibility. And I want to say this. The police cannot keep law and order. Barbadians have to keep law and order from the heart. They have to choose to do it. And one of the things that in rebuilding the values of Barbados that Prime Minister will want to see is that obedience from the heart to the law. And not just the written law, but to the things that you know to be right. And speeding is one of the things that endangers everyone. And we need to make sure that not only we don't speed, but we don't drink and drive. That's one of the reasons why we had to have the breathalyzer testing, etc. Now, on signage, the Ministry of Tourism, they have concerns about that, because if we don't signpost the country properly, people can't move quickly from place to place. However, we have wonderful things called GPS now, and you just kind of plug in and you listen and you can kind of get there. Doesn't mean we don't have to deal with the signage, but there are more modern ways now to find where you want to go. So we're hoping between better signage and GPS that our people will not get lost. Mind you, there's a lot to be said for tourists stopping and asking the way, because it allows them to connect with Barbadians in a very real way. And we'll lose that when they don't need to stop and ask. But anyhow, it's a good thing.
I just want to add to Minister Husband, because in terms of signage, I know that the Ministry of Transport, Works and Maintenance has been working assiduously in having a lot of the signage replaced. In fact, well, as the months go on, you'll see that more and more signage will be done. I'm grateful for what they did in St. Lucie. So St. Lucie has had a lot of the signage replaced, especially for the gathering. And I know that they have moved on to St. Peter. So shortly we'll be in St. James by you, Minister.
You know, I'm looking for them.
So you will see that signage being replaced very shortly.
But there's also an opportunity for corporate Barbados to come on board.
That is well.
And as part of its corporate social responsibility, to be able to improve the signage and work hand in hand with the government to make sure that there's adequate signage across Barbados. And within that framework, there's opportunity to also promote the local brands as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's take some calls. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to Brass Stats Sunday.
I'm And bless your ears to you and whoever they are on the panel.
Same
thank
to you.
You and same
thank
to you.
Thank you and same to you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
I have two questions here. I was saying about, I got some friends overseas that say they don't want to come back here because you have problems here. You have problems, like if you're sick and you want to go to the theater, they empty you in the hospital about 3 days. They hear that before you can go to the theater, they get operated on and they say that that is bad, that if somebody is empty like 3 days, they could die trying to get in the theater, and they say that they don't want to come back here to live, that he have problems, is very bad at the hospital. And the next one is asking about the post office in West Terrace. Why is it closed? And they would like that there to be open back, because there are a lot of people that fit in for that post office. St. Andrew, St. Thomas, St. West Terrace, St. James, Cahill. That there is filling a lot of people.
Well, you've raised two questions that are dear to my heart. Let me start with the smallest first, which is the post office at West Terrace, because that affects my community. And because we have a lot of seniors in St. James South, it affects them a lot, because it was always very convenient. But the building needed some renovations because we are challenged in terms of finances. There wasn't any money in the budget to be able to renovate the building and make it habitable for the staff to work in, and that's why it is closed. What we would have to look at is if in this upcoming new budget, if they'll be able to make some provision that we can reinstitute it, because it's really sorely missed, because it did a lot of excellent work for the people in that community. You then talked about the hospital, and Barbadians who would have experienced the hospital over the past few years, it hurts your heart. But one of the things that we are deeply committed to, and that's why it was part of our mission critical agenda when we first came into office, Prime Minister, prioritize the hospital. The conditions, the equipment, and so on made it very, very challenging for staff. And it affected staff morale. The inability to get surgeries, and I mean, it was just so difficult. But she's picked the right man for the job, Colonel Bostick, Lieutenant Colonel Bostick. He's a man that is committed, and he has taken to the task like a lion. What they're doing, first of all, you know, accident and emergency is being rebuilt so that it is more comfortable and is outfitted properly. Then a lot of work is going on in relation to getting additional nursing, because we don't have enough nurses in Barbados to be able to deliver the services. And the equipment, a lot of the equipment needs to be renewed, needs to be repaired, and so on. And this is where regathering comes in. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is prioritized as an area for contribution is towards health services in Barbados, to equip the hospital and the geriatric and the
psychiatric,
the district hospitals, all of those, the polyclinics. And this is where Barbadians can help. And for those Barbadians who are afraid because they think they wouldn't be able to get good health care, they can help us to get to better health care by the contributions that they're going to make. And I would want to ask you to ask them if they'd be willing to make a pledge of $20 a month towards the hospital, so that we can get the very best equipment to offer Barbadians the very best care. And if they would do that, that is one way in which they will help to make Barbados better.
Minister, if I may add, right now the Ministry of Innovation, Science, Smart Technology is building out a portal in support of the Barbados Hospitals project. And on that portal, you will be able to see all the areas of need, whether it is materials, whether it is equipment. You can also donate cash or make a financial donation. You can also volunteer services, because to be able to bring the hospital to the point where it can offer exceptional health care will need a number of inputs, not only cash. So you can go online, you can see what the needs are, and then you can decide how you want to give. Be it however small, however large, you can make that contribution via the portal. You can volunteer your services. So this is a year where under we gathering as a people, as Barbadians, because we have challenges with our healthcare system, but it's still one that works very, very well, and it's well respected globally and across the region. There's room for improvement, certainly, but we can all contribute to that improvement as we help support government's efforts in terms of making sure that we continue to really excel in terms of offering excellent health care from the cradle to the grave.
Yes,
basically.
Yes.
Or this one says, good afternoon, Mr. Bam. There's a lady, I think she was the first lady to work on a garbage truck in Barbados. She's getting an award for 2020 in St. Lucie. Thanks. I know hearing that for the first time, so I am now keeping up to date. I want to take a last stab at these WhatsApps because we're galloping towards the end. This one says, hey, Corey, can you please let the panel know that I would like to be part of their team? They never know what I can bring to the table. I do not want to go to any website and sign up. I want them to contact me through my number. I could take the number and I can give it to you guys. You know, there's some people who don't want to be very involved. So I can do that, no problem. And this one is saying that people are losing their loved ones, and all you're hearing on the radio is we gathering and the economy. Do you feel that people want to come back to Barbados and they may not feel safe? And that's one we can touch on the wrap up. And this one is saying there are some people in Barbados, because their party is not in power, they would like to see Barbados become a failed state because they are partisan. And we're all aware that that is a reality that exists in partisan democracies. This one says, just tune in, I'm from the UK. I'm very excited to hear about We Gathering celebrations that are up and coming. I have reached out to my Bajan French to encourage them to return, as I will be returning. The continued advertisement over here from Virgin Atlantic promoting Barbados as the number one tourist destination is fantastic. Thanks. Onward and upward. Blessed Sunday. This next one says, Corey, ask them what are the plans to upgrade Dover Beach and by extension the St. Lawrence Gap. It looks like a dump, dirty and dingy. Those huge columns can be knocked down and moved. All the undesirable harassing everyone, including locals. Why not ask the minister to take a stroll through there one night? And yes. Let's go. We got some calls. We're going to take a couple of calls and then we put all that in the wrap up. So, Brass Tat Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air. Just give us a quick comment at this time. Good afternoon, Brass Tat Sunday. No beer. too slow. Brass Tat Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey and Paris.
Yes, please. Good afternoon.
Yes, I want to tell my partner, Mrs. Sandra, husband, that we adopt you now in St. Patrick's, so I give you a good...
Hometown.
So Corey's a hometown boy now, so we adopt him.
Talk over business, Carl. Talk it out. We all St. Patrick's people here together now, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyhow, you have a good one. We gathering, boss, that Sunday. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to your panel.
Good afternoon.
I would like to say that this initiative by the government, I hope that it comes to fruition. I hope that all Barbadians from every walk of life take the time out to think about the country in which have to take them and to mold them to what they are today. And I hope that the ladies there on this panel understand everybody is subject to their own opinion. But it's very hurtful to hear somebody saying that they ain't coming to Barbados because of something at the hospital and this and that. If something happens to anybody in Barbados, Barbados is well equipped with all the doctors in the world you could think about to assist them. And this negativity is not going to take us anywhere. because Barbados has been good to all people, don't care how poor they were, and they will continue to be so. And I'm not speaking about this government or the next government. Governments have all this right to help out these people. And it is nonsense that I could hear from two ladies this morning saying that their friends called them. And the other gentleman that talking about the coconut shells and whatever, this is about 5 years he was saying the same thing, so I know he could be saying now that somebody called him from the States and telling him so. These people got to stop this stupidness and remember that it is not what you could, what your country could do for you, is what we is supposed to do for our country. Thanks very much, Corey.
Well said. Brass Stack Sunday, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Corey.
Hi, good morning.
I wish you and your panel all the best for the 2020. What a concept, the 2020 gathering. And I want to just highlight quickly something that Minister Husbands would have said. Barbados is not only the 166 square miles, but Barbados is every Barbadian all over the world. Which says that we've got resource persons throughout the world, and if need be, we can draw on such a resource. I think this is a first-class concept. Persons now having this invitation know that is readily open to them, that if need be, we can draw on them and tell them come and assist us in this regard. I wish that all the pursuits for this year would be very successful, well attended, and be very, very safe. I think it's a triple plus for Barbados.
All right, thank you very much. This one says, Corey, governments continuously show they are not e-ready. Why doesn't the government establish a gathering marketplace site where small businesses can solicit sales of the indigenous goods? Many of these people persons do not know how to do this on their own. All right, at this time, let's take an opportunity basically to wrap it up for We Gathering Brass Tax Sunday. So I don't know if we can go. Let's start with you, Danny, from the top in St. Lucie. Up by Lucie and come down.
Well, I just want to thank everybody who's been out already to our events, and I want to encourage you to come out to the rest of the events. Minister Husbands would have mentioned we have a lecture on mental health awareness on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army in Chucker Hall. So you can come up to that. And we have our Pickle Saturdays. This Saturday is going to the Crab Hill District. So you can come down for that. And our karaoke line, of course, is going to be at Morbury's Shop in Pike Corner. So come and connect. And the Prime Minister said, you know, the three C's. Connection, celebration, and charity. And that is what we want to see for 2020. Not just for St. Lucie, but we want to see it throughout every single parish. So come out, support, and let us have a wonderful gathering. My uncle is here from England. It's 50 years he's been living in England. And he's from the Lieutenant Prime Minister said she wanted to do this. He said, I am coming home for the gathering. He's here. My family is here. We are all happy to be here together. So I encourage you to come home. I encourage you Barbadians who are living here, to come out and support. So I just want to say thank you again, and I look forward to the support throughout the year, and especially this month of St. Lucie.
Thank you very much, Danny. Salma?
Thank you, Corey, and thanks for the opportunity to be here and to share more about We Gathering. We Gathering is really very multifaceted, so we just want to highlight that it's going to be made up of a number of community and national events. We'll be looking at greening Barbados and definitely planting those million trees under the Vision 2020 program will be a high point of We Gathering 2020, philanthropy, and making sure that we start to influence a culture of giving back in Barbados and strengthen that culture is going to be important. Investment is critical. Looking at inward investment into Barbados as we jumpstart our economy. The Ideas Forum, because we want to be able to craft that collective vision of who we are as a people as we move forward towards the achievement of our 2030 goals. Future spaces is critical as well as we improve the aesthetic, especially of our public buildings, and of course under entrepreneurship, because as we drive our economy, it means that being able to build out new sectors and new businesses is going to be important. So again, we celebrate all that is Barbados and Barbadians. We make sure that we have those connections to reunite friends and family and to get back to our core traditions. We connect to be able to give back to our communities and also to invest in the country that we love and move it forward. And of course, we are charitable people. So for 2020, don't only focus on self. Look at giving back in a real significant way. And I certainly look forward to Barbadians joining me as I go from parish to parish to see all that Barbados has to offer. I look forward to seeing you in 2020.
All I can hear in background as you talk is we gathering. I can hear the city. So ministers, husbands.
I just want to remind Barbadians that we gathering is part of our Vision 2020, and that reaching our diaspora is one of the most important things that we need to do this year. Our first generation diaspora are dying out. They're in their 80s, they're in their 90s. We need to reach our second, third, and fourth generation Barbadians before the bonds dissolve altogether. And by registering them, you're giving us the opportunity to build connectivity to them, to build connection, to share a common vision, to share common values. We see our diaspora as a Joseph generation. When Joseph was taken down to Egypt, it was circumstances that he did not want, and maybe negative circumstances may have taken people out, or opportunity may have taken people out. The thing is, they took full advantage of what they got in their adopted country, and then Joseph turned back to help his nation in a time of trouble and stress. You are our Joseph generation. We want to invite you to come back and give that benefit to Barbados of all that you've learned, all that you know, all you can do, so that Barbados can benefit and can prosper in this, the 21st century.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you, Minister Husbands, to Sama, to Danny, to my producer, Dennis, and I've been your host, Corey Lane. We gather in Barbados 2020, and thanks to Williams Industries Incorporated for making it all possible. Do enjoy the rest of your afternoon.